ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam dear listeners and welcome to this week's episode of the series On the Path of the Imam. In our earlier episodes, we pointed out that the father of the Islamic Revolution, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, was a self-built figure who had achieved the pinnacle of piety and developed with people from various walks of life a highly ethical relationship in accordance with Islamic teachings. We also spoke of his approach towards the deprived and disadvantaged strata of the society, noting that he acted kindly toward the poor and the needy, both in his personal life and in the political social arenas, as the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran. Today we elaborate on the outlook and behavior of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, with martyrs and their families. Late Imam led the Islamic Revolution and founded the Islamic Republic of Iran upon the ouster of the former Pahlavi despotic regime. Throughout this difficult path, which took 15 years, numerous individuals were persecuted, tortured, and martyred at the hands of the mercenaries and agents of the former dictatorial regime. Moreover, following the victory of the Islamic Revolution, an 8-year war was imposed on Iran by the U.S. through Saddam of the repressive Ba'ath minority regime of Baghdad, who was supported by all the big powers. In fact, establishment of the Islamic Republic of Iran was the outcome of the selfless sacrifices of hundreds of thousands of Iranian youth who courageously defended their religious and historical ideals. All of these achievements took place under the prudent leadership of late Imam. Meanwhile, the late Imam's behavior toward martyrs and their families was kind, wise, and prudent, given that late Imam considered them the main owners of the Islamic Revolution and sacred Islamic system. Imam Khomeini's outlook and behavior toward martyrs and their families was based on his Islamic viewpoint and beliefs. Martyrs and martyrdom maintain an elevated status in the Islamic culture and Shia teachings. God has pointed out the elevated and valuable status of martyrs in numerous ayahs of the Noble Quran. All of these ayahs and Islamic narrations show that martyrs have an elevated status before God, and therefore, martyrs and their families are highly honored and respected in the Islamic community. In the Islamic culture, martyrdom marks the peak of elevation of mankind. Selfless sacrifices and loyalty toward God wipes out weakness in the community and drives the society forward. In fact, the spilled blood of martyrs motivates individuals and secures the future of the society. The late Imam, who strongly believed in the elevated status of martyrs, highly honored and valued them and their families. For instance, in his return to Iran, Imam Khomeini chose Behesht Zahra Cemetery, which was the place of burial of the martyrs of Islamic Revolution, as the first venue for his meeting with the people of Iran. Although Imam Khomeini was highly disciplined in setting his timetable, he changed his schedule for the families of martyrs. In accordance to the Imam's associates, he changed his daily schedule whenever he had a meeting with the families of martyrs for the sake of comfort of these honorable families. Imam Khomeini made utmost efforts to honor and respect the families of martyrs. In addition to honoring the families of martyrs, he was highly sensitive toward the state of livelihood of these families. His sensitivity toward the state of livelihood of families of martyrs was not limited to the years after the victory of Islamic Revolution and was also the case in the pre-revolution era. Following the huge demonstrations of Iranians against Shah's despotic regime on 15th of the Iranian month of Khordad, in the Iranian solar calendar year 1342, corresponding to June 5th, 1963, which led to martyrdom of a large number of innocent people at the hands of Shah's mercenaries, the families of the martyrs of these epic demonstrations were received by late Imam on several occasions. Late Imam hugged the children of these martyrs and was deeply saddened upon observing their sorrows. At that point in time, Imam Khomeini instructed the allocation of monthly payments and allowances for the families of these martyrs. Dear listeners, many thanks for tuning in today. Do not forget to tune in next week. God bless and take care.